I'm surprised that no one's asked me, I think, a key question. And that is, you know, how do we both maintain the standard and the quality and ensure that basically it is perpetuated in the future? And that's a huge challenge to us, because we're dealing with a much bigger cohort this year. And my message to all the districts, which I'm about to visit shortly before school begins, the SG and myself will visit most of the districts before, 7 out of 8 of the districts before we begin on the 11th of January. And then I'll get to the Eden district next Friday on the 13th. I hope that's not prophetic, but they've had a fantastic increase in that area as well. And what I hope will come out of the 2011 story is that there is hope for underperforming schools. And it was summarized today with Matthew Ganiwe at Metro East, because that school went through a transition under its principal, and it had a 48.7% pass rate in 2008, a 45.5% pass rate in 2009, and then through teamwork and dedication, it went to 86.9% in 2010, and this year it's actually gone to 90%. And I can tell you that principal was in tears in Melvin Caroline's district office this morning, which gives me the human side to the 2011 story, that it is possible to improve the standard and then maintain that. And for me, the challenge is improving the system so that the standards are maintained. That's the key.